Once upon a time, in a beautiful town, located at the very top, there was the statue of the Happy Prince. The statue was covered with gold from head to toe, and there was a big red ruby on the handle of his sword. And as for the prince's eyes, they were two sparkling green emeralds. The statue of the Happy Prince could be seen by everyone in town, and it was known to spread hope and happiness to all. One night, a little swallow came to town. Her friends flew to warmer parts of the world to be protected from the cold, but she was left behind. She saw the statue, which was resting on a big column.
Let me spend the night here. Tomorrow I'll continue.
The swallow landed right between the Happy Prince's feet.
Tonight I'm going to sleep in a golden bed.
When she was getting ready to sleep, putting her wing over her head, suddenly a drop of water fell on her head. She looked up. But the sky was clear and it wasn't raining. Right at that moment, another drop of water landed on her beak, followed by another. To understand what was going on, the swallow flew up on the statue's head. She saw that the drops were coming from the prince's eyes. They were his teardrops. Happy Prince's teardrops were running down on his cheek and dropping on his feet. And his sad eyes were sparkling in the moonlight. The swallow felt really sad for him.
Hello, and who are you?
I am the Happy Prince.
And then why are you crying?
When I was alive, and my heart was a human heart, I never shed a tear, because I lived in a palace where we did not know what sadness was. During the day, I used to play with my friends in the garden, and at nighttime, I would dance in the big ballroom. There was a big wall surrounding the garden, but I never wondered what was behind the wall. Everything around me was so beautiful, and they always called me Happy Prince, and I was very happy indeed. However, when my life ended, they put me here on top of this hill, and now I can see all the ugliness and the poverty around me. Although my heart is made of lead, there is nothing I can do but cry.
The swallow was very sad.
There is a torn down small house in a little alley far from here. One of the windows is open, and I can see a woman working on the sewing machine. Her face is weak and tired. On the corner of the bed, her little son is lying down sick. He has fever, but his mother has no money. Dear Swallow, can you take out the precious ruby on my sword's handle and take it to her?
After a little bit of rest, I must keep flying to warmer countries.
At least stay here tonight. Tomorrow you can go wherever you want.
Although the swallow was already cold and did not have any rest, she could not do anything but help the sad, happy prince. So with the help of her beak, the swallow took the ruby out of the handle from the prince's sword and flew into town over the dark midnight sky. Finally, she arrived to the townhouse and looked inside. The baby boy was in his bed, struggling with a fever, and his mother was sleeping. She flew inside and put the big ruby on the table right in front of her. Then she flew over to the boy, and flapping her wings, she cooled him down a little bit. The swallow returned next to the Happy Prince and told him all about what had happened.
When she wakes up, she will see the precious stone, and so she will be able to buy medicine and food for her boy. Thank you very much. Now you can sleep easy tonight, dear Swallow.
It was morning now. Right when she was getting ready to fly away, the Happy Prince stopped the swallow.
Hey, Swallow! Dear Swallow, can't you just stay one more night?
I need to fly to the warmer countries as soon as possible and find my family and friends.
Far away on the other side of the town, I see a young man in a small attic. He is sitting at a table full of paper and pale violets in a small glass. This is a young writer and he is trying to finish his new book, but he doesn't have any wood to burn or a piece of bread to eat. Don't you want to help him?
The good-hearted swallow accepted to stay one more night just to help the young writer.
Unfortunately, I have no more rubies left, but my eyes are from a very precious stone called emerald. Take one of them and bring it to the writer.
Hearing this made the swallow very sad. She did not accept it at first, but when the happy prince insisted, she had no choice. So she took the emerald out with her beak. Then she started to fly towards the house the happy prince was talking about. When she arrived, the young man was sitting at the table, restless, with his hands covering his face. He did not hear the bird's wings flapping. When he looked up, he saw the green sparkly emerald on top of the pale violets. He thought that one of his fans who liked his writing left it there. So he took the emerald and stood up with joy.
I came to say goodbye.
Dear Swallow, can't you stay just one more night?
It is almost winter. It's going to snow soon. I really have to go. My dear prince, I need to fly away, but I will never forget you.
Okay, but I have one last wish from you. Please do it for me. On the square down below, there's a little girl selling matches, but she dropped them all into the water and they all got wet. Now if she cannot bring home some money, her dad will be very upset and they too will be hungry tonight. She's there crying. She doesn't even have shoes or socks or a hat covering her head. Take my other eye, give it to her so they will be okay.
Hearing this story, the swallow decided to stay one more night.
Okay, one last time, but I can't take your eye out, then you won't be able to see.
It hurts me more to see the hungry and helpless people around me. So please do as I say.
Taking out his other eye, the swallow began flying down. She flew slowly next to the girl and dropped the emerald in her hand. The girl shouted, "Oh, what a beautiful piece of glass!" and ran home with joy. After that, the little swallow came back next to the happy prince.
I decided to stay next to you and be your eyes from now on.
The prince asked the swallow to fly over the whole town and inform him about all that was happening. The swallow flew over the town and saw that while the rich people were sitting in their warm houses, the poor were trying to light a fire in the cold to get warm. When she went into the dark alleys, she saw the weak faces of hungry kids. Under a bridge, she saw the two little kids sleeping on each other's laps and trying to warm each other up. Then she went back and told all about it to the prince.
I am covered with pure gold. Just peel them off and bring it to the poor. They think that gold makes you happy, but actually, to be healthy and content is what makes you happy.
The swallow began to peel off all the gold from the prince's statue until the prince looked weak and miserable. And she gave all the gold to the poor on the streets. Meanwhile, it began to snow. The streets were full of snow. The swallow kept on helping the poor every night by peeling off the gold from the prince until there was nothing left. The poor little swallow was freezing, but she did not want to leave the prince alone. She loved him dearly, but in the end she knew that she was going to die. She used the last bit of strength she had left and flew up to the prince's shoulder.
Goodbye, dear prince!
So you decided to fly to the warmer countries after all, my friend?
The little swallow could not tell the prince where she was going, so she kissed him slowly on the cheek and fell on the ground next to him. Right that moment, there was a cracking noise coming from inside the Happy Prince's statue. It was his heart of lead breaking into pieces. When it was morning, everybody gathered around the statue of the Happy Prince, and they were looking at him with amazement. Then they all saw the lifeless body of the swallow laying down next to his feet. Everybody was so sad. But then they heard a voice amongst the crowd. It was the young writer.
"Now I understand why the Happy Prince is in this shape. He and his little swallow sacrificed themselves for our happiness. So stay happy and don't be sad. The two most beautiful hearts in this town were their hearts, and it will forever stay that way."